had the old oaken bucket. You've heard of that story all your life. I've drawn a many of water. We'd have two oak buckets on a chain, not a pulley, and one bucket would go up and the other would go down. Then it's out of the way. And then just some of them had a bucket, they just drop it down there and pull it up with a rope by hand. Just depend on how people were well fixed or convenient, you know.
Well, what did people call this bucket that they kept around to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Yeah.
And what about the bigger one that you'd use just to throw any kind of waste in?
That was a waste pail. Well, they generally had a garbage pail and a slop bucket. And then for trash, it'd be a trash bin or a trash bucket. They didn't mix the garbage and their swill, or say from the kitchen, you dump the food in there to give it to the hogs and such like. You never put no wood or metal or anything like that. That was just for the regular slop bucket, they call it. And then for dry stuff, you could put papers or drop some pieces of wood or something like that in that, you know. It's just kind of a name for everything. Some call them a pail, some a bucket, some a bin.
Well, what would you call this thing that you use for frying eggs or frying ham in?
A skillet?
Ever heard that called anything besides skillet?
Well, they've got so many different names now, I don't know all of them. But when I was a kid growing up, all they had was the old cast iron skillet.
Would some people call that a frying pan?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of one that was kind of old-fashioned, you might use it for cooking things in the fireplace?
Sure, I've got some out there.
Is that right?
That's an oven.
Now, did that have legs on it?
Some of them did and some didn't. Some you could set on top of a stove, and some you could have what I call a trivet and put down under it here, and you'd have legs about that tall on it, and be a round ring, and then you put some hot ash and coal in and set your skillet or pot on it that didn't have legs, and them that had legs, you put them right on the hearth, and the others you put the trivet underneath it and use it that way.
Mm-hmm. I meant to ask you when we were talking about fireplace, this place that you usually had above the fireplace where you could put stuff on?
Well, that's a mantel. That's a mantle. And the place is gone now, and the people have built them a new house, but it was my wife's cousin, her aunt. She married a fella, and he went up there in the mountains, and there's a place up there they call Step and Stair. And there's some beautiful rock. He went up there with his mules and log chain, and he got rocks that were the horse is made out of one big flat rock. And the mantle there was made out of another one. And the chimney was made out of the mud and the grass. But he went and brought them rocks out, and that was a pretty thing up there. And
what do you call these containers that you use to put cut flowers in, put them around the house? What would that be?
A vase?
Now flowers don't grow in a vase, do they?
No.
The things that you grow them in, you call those
flower pots.
Flower pots.
Yeah. A vase is, here's these things here now, is what they call a vase, something that is different sizes. Of course, these are artificial here, but they put water in up to here. These here have water in them, and there's different size vases, different sizes, different makes of all kind, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about these utensils that you use to eat with? Different kinds? You call